This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio.
No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
Sound of the Women's March in Raleigh, North Carolina. On Saturday, women all over the country and frankly around the world put on pink knit hats and marched to represent women's rights and protest the election of incoming President Donald Trump. WUNC reporter Jess Clark was at the protest in Raleigh. Jess, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
What'd you see?
Well, I think the thing that sticks out to me is that there were so many people, thousands and thousands of people. The crowd estimates were about 20,000. That's from event organizers. They only expected 10,000. Yeah. And I think the image that I have in my mind when I think about that day is that about 2 hours after the start of the march, I kind of squeezed out to the perimeter of the crowd, which took a while because we were so packed in there. And I could see that marchers were still coming in from the starting point down all four lanes of traffic, filling up that green space in Moore Square.
Not all women.
No, not all women. There were also a lot of men, a lot of families. So it was definitely, there were more women than men, but it was definitely not just women.
Tell us how this protest was, or the demonstration was organized, whatever you want to call it. I know that they had their vision of how they wanted this to be framed. But in terms of its organization, we had heard that nationally, some African-American women had wanted to sit out the national protest owing to the number of women who supported Donald Trump. That didn't seem to be the case here, just in terms of how it was organized and what you could see, not necessarily on the ground, but on the dais.
Right. This protest was definitely had a lot of African-American in the leadership who were involved in organizing the protest. In the middle of Moore Square, they put up a stage. The organizers put up a stage. And I would say the majority of women who spoke from that stage were women of color. A lot of black women, some Latina women who, you know, gave musical performances, were poets, just gave speeches. There were, you know, I would say the crowd was maybe wider than the general population, but there was a lot of diversity, a lot of black women, Latinas, Asian women, women in hijab, just a widespread spectrum of diverse ethnicities.
A lot of people, peaceful protest, right?
Yes, it was peaceful. There were no arrests. I didn't really see, you know, even any hostility. This protest, if you can call it a protest, some people call it a demonstration, was really a lot more positive and celebratory than other protests that I've seen covering.
What were some of the messages? What were some of the women saying? And what did you see on the signs?
Well, women were there with really a diverse set of things that they cared about. But I think what brought them together was a concern about the next 4 years under a Trump administration. I talked to two women, Abby Overton and Heather Davis, who came in. They were both wearing those pink pussy hats. And Heather had a sign that said, "This pussy grabs back." And I talked to Abby about what that sign meant.
Yes, I think it has brought normalizing sexism and racism and xenophobia back to the forefront.
And homophobia.
And homophobia.
And I think that this makes me feel like we've uncovered issues that the vast majority of people have felt that we have dealt with already. I've seen references to falling back to 1968. I don't think that we're falling back. I think that we have made an immense amount of progress since 1968, but we can't forget that we're not finished yet. Our work isn't done.
So a couple of the women at the Women's March in Raleigh who spoke with WNC reporter Jess Clark was here. What are some of the other issues that arose that came to the surface?
I saw a lot of women who were worried about climate change, environmentalism, a lot of concern about reproductive rights. I saw a lot of drawings of uteruses on posters, a lot of signs that says, "Keep your hands off my uterus." And then I also saw some people who are worried about immigrant rights. In particular, I talked to a woman named Vivian Kimbaja Winship, and she is Colombian American, and she was really concerned about what a Trump administration might look like for immigrants, especially those who are undocumented.
My family's from Colombia originally, and I have also a t-shirt that says child of an illegal immigrant. So my father came here legally but stayed here illegally, and he brought six kids with him later, and we made a really good way of life. I'm a nurse. I have a master's degree. I've made it, I guess living the American dream and feel for the people that don't necessarily have that opportunity and that may have it taken away from them.
Vivian Keem-Baja-Winship, the daughter of an undocumented immigrant who spoke with WNC reporter Jess Clark at Saturday's march and demonstration in Raleigh. What did you, were you able to talk to organizers, and how did they account for the much larger than expected turnout and just in terms of the way it was organized?
Well, it was really kind of, I guess they like to call it a grassroots organization. The word got out on Facebook, and so that's how they estimated the size of the crowd was. They had 10,000 RSVPs on Facebook, so they were telling police, you know, we expect to have 10,000 people here. But there was really representatives from a lot of different groups that came together to organize this, some women's groups, some groups that advocate for people of color, lots of different leaders from those organizations came together and kind of formed their own coalition that organized this march.
All right, Jess, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Jess Clark is a reporter for WNC. She attended the march in Raleigh this Saturday.